Ooh. Ooh, stick around.
Oh my god.
I hope Bailey sees this. Bailey. Bailey does this every time. Welcome to episode 116 of the One More Castle, One More Podcastle. I'm your host, Jason Lamb, because Eric Bailey is away having a baby.
Oh, man. A man having a baby.
It's disgusting. My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager. We're going to burn this mother down!
All right. I guess. Oh, I introduced myself.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Okay. My name is Adam. I do a lot of YouTube stuff. My channel is youtube.com Transparency Probe. Video games new and old, and I play games, do reviews, all that fun type stuff. And I am, I guess, a special guest on this special podcast that is very special, and I am not having a child.
We were awful special to have your special son.
Thank you.
We are all feeling very special for this
special. My mother
podcast.
Tells me that. She goes, right.
That's so weird. That's what my mom tells me.
Oh, your mom's
me
awesome.
Me too.
She's all right.
She's okay.
She's all right.
She's just okay. But yeah, have you guys been playing any old video games this week?
A little bit as far as the retro goes, because I've been really excited about the new Guilty Gear game. So I thought the past couple weeks I decided to take a look back at a couple of the older Guilty Gears. So I played the PS1 Guilty Gear, the original one. Graphically, that game, I don't think aged that well. I didn't even, like, you know, compared to, like, especially other ones at the time, like Alpha and stuff like that, like, it didn't age that well, but it definitely had its own style. It was a fun game. It was definitely, like, trying to go back to it compared to, like, X2, which is, you know, one of my favorite games on PlayStation 2, that, you know, it was a little bit rough going back to. And one of the features of that game was, like, an instant kill move where if you pull it off, you win the round. Well, in the original game, you win the entire match. So if a CPU character pulls it off in the beginning, you have to fight them all over. Even if it's like last round and they haven't won anything, you have to start that round all over.
Nice.
Yeah, and then X on the PS2, which that game still looks good. And that game is a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, Guilty Gears are one of those franchises I've only played. I think it was one of the PS2 ones.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I find... You're saying the PS1 hasn't...
Yeah, it was published by Atlas at the time.
Oh, crazy.
Yep. So that was them publishing it. And yeah, it was definitely different. I don't think many people had heard of it, I guess, at that time. I don't think it got popular until X2.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, Guilty Gear is one of those games that I always look forward to, like, during Evo and that championship, because it's one of those games that... I mean, I'm a big fighter fan, and I've never really had any experience with Guilty Gear other than just seeing it on the shelf and saying, oh, you know,
it's definitely a fun series cool. to play. I mean, I'll admit I'm joining the new one. I know this is more of a retro podcast, but I will say some of the unlockables is classic tracks from some of the older games. So that's kind of a nice throwback that I really like about that game. So
nice. Yeah, it's definitely a game I'd love to get into. Seems like the community is pretty cool for the most part.
Yeah.
Now, are you playing on original hardware or emulating?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'll admit, I have a backwards compatible PS3, so.
Nice.
And I've used that to kind of capture footage and stuff, too, because it's just kind of easier for me, and I just hope and pray that that thing never dies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've had...
Yeah, don't get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known a couple of people with those, and they have died eventually.
Yeah, crossing my fingers.
Sweet. What have you been playing, Hunter?
So I picked up Mega Turrican. And Mega Turrican's for the Sega Genesis is one of those games that everybody goes on about. Like, oh my gosh, Mega Turrican's so good. You got to play it. Oh my gosh. It's $30. I picked it up for $30. And I was actually expecting the game to play. Apparently I've never seen any footage of this game. So I just spent $30 of my hard-earned cash on a game I really don't know jack shit about. So, I picked it up and I was expecting like a top-down shooter for some reason. I don't know why. But it's a side-scrolling running gun, and I am thoroughly happy with it.
Nice.
So yeah, you play as like this. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I can't remember which one of the Turrican games I played, but I never played one before, and I played it, and it's actually quite fun. I didn't know what to really expect out of it either. I can't remember if it was I think it's one on the Super Nintendo, but I can't remember. I don't know, it's slipping me, but I remember playing one of them. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, like, you're like this android robot thing, mm-hmm. With just a ginormous upgradable gun. Every time you get a power up, like, it announces that you have a power up, which I just, for some reason, I love that. And it's like, oh, spread shot! And you just start blowing shit away. The other kind of weird thing about it is it has kind of like a Bionic Commando sort of style, where like you throw out like this, for lack of a better term, like a whip. And like you can attach it to parts of like platforms and stuff and kind of like swing your way to a different platform that's like, you know, across a bottomless pit while you're shooting stuff. So that's a lot of fun. Yeah, super excited about this game. So only played it for like maybe 20 minutes. So I kind of just want to get this podcast over so I can play it some more.
Play some more? Nice.
Sorry. I mean, I still love you guys, but...
But, you know.
Mega Turrican.
That's a Turrican, though.
Nice. So, nice.
Jason?
I've been doing, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I was playing Metroid Prime 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I put about 50 minutes into it, and I haven't touched it since. So I sat back down tonight and started playing again, killed the boss, got some double jump thing.
Nice.
Yay. Oh, double jumps are just the most amazing thing. It makes no logical sense, but it is such a fun power-up.
But I find the Metroid games very much games that you have to be in the mood to play them. It's a weird blend of kind of exploratory, like very simple puzzle with the shooting mechanics, but it's not incredibly fast paced. And I found in the first Metroid Prime, he did a ton of backtracking.
Yeah.
He had to find all these hidden artifacts. So you're literally going back through every single area again. And they've done something in a similar way in this one where there's the normal world and there's a dark world. You go through a portal and there's like alternate evil people.
It's like regular evil people, alternate evil people.
Yeah, you know.
Evil, still evil.
Which is cool, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I'm still going back through these environments. They've just kind of slathered them in this kind of black and purple.
Is the
paint.
Camera control still inverted? Because when I remember trying the original Metroid Prime, that turned me off because you could not change the camera control, and I cannot play shooters inverted. That really drove me nuts, and I put it down.
No normal person can play any game with inverted controls because it's. Just,
oh, I know my cousin. He can play shooters inverted. He cannot play.
I used to play inverted controls.
It's counterintuitive.
Star Fox.
Well, I'm actually playing the Wii collection, so there are no.
Okay,
there's
gotcha.
Yeah, there's no controls. You are the controller.
You're just pointing and so. Yeah, no, it's pretty good. It's I'll put some more time into it. I'm gonna beat it eventually in the third one, but it's on my stack of Wii games I need to beat.
Nice. You just think you're gonna beat it, huh? Just that easy.
Yeah. Yeah, just that easy. Because when you buy a Wii U, you just go and buy a bunch of Wii games you never played.
Right.
I got some Wii games I need to finish. I want to finish Xenoblade Chronicles, and I loved that game. When I played of it, I loved that game. To me, it just kind of brought back that nostalgia of the PS1 era RPGs, but I have not finished it.
Nice. Speaking of finishing it.
What?
I don't know. It was a Bailey segue.
Stop it. Come on, we can go almost 2 months without Bailey segues.
2 months without Bailey? All right, let's go. We've got a listener email discussion question.
Ooh.
This is from Rose, or Mary Rose Minnick, which I don't know if that person's related to Eric's sister's husband.
What?
Eric Bailey. His sister named...
I know.
Yes, you know. You know. So this is from Mary Rosemanic, whoever that is. But thank you, Mary. Yes. And she asks... Whatever. She asks, greetings, Podcastle hosts. I really enjoy the podcast, though I'm not what one might call a serious gamer. However, I do quite enjoy video games. Anyways, my question is, out of all the movie-based off video games, have you ever watched one that you really liked or disliked, for that matter, and why? The first movie that comes to mind, though I have yet to watch it, is Super Mario Bros., which is notorious for being terrible, but still has a handful of people sticking up for it. Looking forward to the next podcast. Rose. So is there a movie based on a video game that you either really like or really dislike? And as Valerie just pointed out in the live stream comments, that's her sister-in-law. So thank you, Valerie, and your sister-in-law.
Nice.
Well, I guess I have to say they're kind of in the guilty pleasure category because I loved the Mario Brothers movie growing up, like when I was a kid. I know some people are like, oh, it's a terrible thing, but like, kind of like from the perspective of a kid, like seeing it, a Mario and Luigi on the screen was kind of cool. In a way, they were kind of faithful. Sure, the Goombas didn't look like Goombas, but Mario and Luigi jumped, even though it was with jump boots. I mean, it had a lot of production value and stuff going on. And also, Dennis Hopper as a villain is just the greatest thing, you know, ever. Like, he was a good Koopa. He was just this weird, sarcastic Koopa. I don't know. I just kind of like that movie. Also, I probably watched Advent Children way too many times because I'm a huge Final Fantasy VII fan. I probably have 5 different versions of that movie. Yeah, I kind of like Final Fantasy VII.
That's all right. That's a good thing.
But I don't know. I just enjoyed the movie. Like, I guess, like, when I go watch movies, like, when I think of the story of Super Mario Brothers, I don't think of it in this Lord of the Ring aspect where it's holier than thou. I just, like, it's an Italian plumber jumping on stuff, shooting fireballs at giant turtle monsters, and getting the girl. This movie was basically that.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of little references, too, like the bombs, fungus, mm-hmm. There's a guy that was Toad. I mean, there's a lot of little, like, there was, like, signs, like, one of them said Thomp, like, you know, kind of like, you know, the big thing. Oh, there was a lot of little references in it that, you know, that if you really liked Mario, it's kind of like the people that like Star Wars but hate Spaceballs to me.
Fair enough.
That's actually a pretty good analogy.
I watched the movie for the first time in my life about 6 days ago.
Oh.
Thoughts?
It's weird because most people who talk, like you, even you just talking about it now, you have that nostalgia factor.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it's something you grew up with. Mm-hmm. Going into it, I guess for lack of better words, going into it kind of clean without, you know, any of that.
Yeah.
It was maybe the most 90s movie I've ever seen.
Yes, it is.
It's very 90s.
It is very 90s.
It is. It was very painfully 90s.
Yes.
But
has that 90s charm.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know what? It's, if you ignore the fact that it's not really true, 100% true to the source material, it's not terrible.
No.
It's not great, but at the same time, it's not terrible. I enjoyed it.
Hollywood can do a lot worse with franchises, as we've seen.
Yeah, like, you know what? They had a lot of talented actors in it. Mm-hmm. Bob Hoskins.
And they had a pretty fair budget for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they spent a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, no, it was, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
No,
it was a 90s movie. For me, it has a certain enjoyment, and yeah, like you said, it's probably based in nostalgia, but I mean, I did buy the DVD and watched it a year or two ago, and I still found enjoyment in it, but, you know, I just don't think they could actually pull off a Super Mario movie that is, you know, like from the actual game, unless it was animated, because
yeah,
like, could you really want to see a Bob Hoskins jump on giant little mushroom people? It'd just be the weirdest movie. Not that this one wasn't weird, but
no, I looked it up after, and they originally had Danny DeVito set to play Mario.
I would pay to see Danny DeVito as Mario,
and Arnold Schwarzenegger was in talks to be Koopa.
He would have been. Oh, wow. Yeah, I would pay. See that I would start a fund right now, a Kickstarter to convince Nintendo to make that happen.
I want them to make that now.
Just to get that letter out to him and be like, hey.
I get you, Mario.
Got a lot of people.
And your little dinosaur pal, too.
See, I think, I don't know, like Super Mario Brothers being like a bad video game movie, I think that's like too easy of a punch. Like, the one that always comes to mind for me is Double Dragon.
Gosh, I've not seen that.
Like, if you want to talk about a, this is a movie made in the 90s, and this is what we think the dystopia is going to look like in the future, it's Double Dragon. Like, it's everything about this movie is, it's all tongue-in-cheek, and it's just poorly made, and, like, but there's some, I mean, when I watched it, there's some decent parts of the movie, like, I mean, Alyssa Milano's in it. She's super hot.
Yeah,
that always helps. Robert Patrick is actually the shadow, the evil antagonist, and I have always enjoyed him as an actor, especially when playing a villain. Did I mention that Alyssa Milano's in it and she's super hot? But I think as time went on, especially when I was a kid, like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Final Fantasy, what was it? It wasn't Advent Children, was it like
Spirits
Spirit
Within?
Within?
Which,
yeah. I liked it. Like, I thought it was decent.
I thought it was a great looking movie, but.
Oh, yeah. It looks amazing. Definitely. But I mean, I just. I don't know. Like, I'm one of those guys that likes to go to a theater when something from my childhood is there, and it's, you know, 25 years later, and now it's being shown to new audiences, and I get to sit next to, like, a 9-year-old kid and be like, this isn't exactly happened how it happened in the game. Just
don't
so you know, that
Michael
guy's
Bay
actually
ever.
A good guy, and this guy's actually purple, not green. It's okay. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
You kids will learn. You have to learn. Oh, there, that reminds me. There are some kind of low budget, and they've been doing this with like some fighting game franchises. There have been some low budget live action movies based on fighting games. One I've seen was King of Fighters, and I think it came out a few years ago. It was like direct to DVD. You could probably find it on Netflix, maybe. Oh, wow, that was pretty terrible. I don't remember hardly anything about it except that movie just being so bad. I mean, they had some... Kyo, the main character who was, like, Japanese dude.
Yeah.
White guy.
Oh, absolutely.
White guy. It's like... they did that with Dragon Ball Evolution, which, granted, that's anime, but...
I don't know.
I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah. I mean, you know. And then you got video games that are made... from movies like The Goonies 2. I mean, the game's okay. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather had a Goonies 2 movie than a video game.
I did like the cartoons though that like Capcom did, like DuckTales 2, one of my favorites. Darkwing Duck, definitely one of my favorites growing up. I loved playing those. I wish I had the chance to play Chip and Dale, and I don't think I really played Tailspin, which I need to. But those games are fantastic.
Yeah. I can personally speak for Darkwing Duck and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. That's pretty. Those are just some classic sit down with friends and play kind of games. So, and Alyssa Milano's in it. I mean, she's super hot. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was my favorite part of Duckwing Duck on the NES.
Yes, she's.
It's gonna be the podcast.
She's definitely.
I blew the cartridge so much.
My favorite part.
Episode 116 and Melissa Milano.
And she's super hot. So
yeah.
Now I think it's one of those things where, I mean, we're seeing it with comic book movies now. Like, you've got those dedicated fans who've been around since the beginning of time for these particular franchises, and no matter what kind of movie comes up. I mean, shit, man. Look at the trailer for Star Wars that just came out. I shit myself when this trailer came out, and I watched it 5 times in a row, and all people can bitch about is the stupid hilt on the lightsaber. Like, do you guys realize that a new Star Wars movie's coming out? Like, why isn't that enough? You know what I mean? Like, why are you getting so upset about the dumbest things? Just be happy that your childhood still lives on.
Because Star Wars fans are hard to please.
Hey, man.
Yes.
I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm the easiest guy to please. Ask anybody. Jason?
That's right. True.
I mean, Adam, you don't know me that well, so can't really.
No, it's all right. No, I was just joking around.
But you know what
anyway.
I mean, though?
Like,
it's like, no matter what you do, and no matter what happens, if, like, the developer or the director or the producer or who's writing it, like, it's never going to be 100% perfect. And you're always going to have those people that are like, oh, this is shit. Nobody likes this. And it's like, Super Mario Brothers wasn't that bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like I kind of see it. If you remember the hype for the what was it, the episode one movies and stuff, and everybody was so excited, and then everybody was disappointed. Now, granted, I'm a latecomer to the Star Wars stuff. I seen episode one and three first, then I finally picked up the original trilogy on Blu-ray. So I liked the original trilogy. I think those were good movies. I'm just not like a fanatic about
Right.
it. But one and three weren't terrible. I do think it's funny that anytime on Twitter I mention Jar Jar Binks, people just want to stab me, but.
That comes with the territory of being a Star Wars
Yeah.
fan. You can't like Jar
True.
Jar Binks.
You're not allowed. But
Yeah.
I think one of those things is that when I see a lot of these adaptations, I try to keep in my mind that it's an adaptation, it's not canonical. Like, for
Right.
example, I'm a fan of Devil May Cry, and then they did the reboot, and I really didn't care for the new character, but I ended up playing the new game, and I thought it was fun. And I could enjoy it because I kind of like separated that from what I loved to, okay, this is a different thing. This is not mine, but it is not going to taint the thing I love already. That makes sense.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, I agree
Yeah,
100%.
totally makes sense.
So, just more. Give me more.
Yeah, just more.
Just give me
Just
more.
keep giving us more.
More.
Yeah. Jason, give
More.
me more.
All right.
All right.
Speaking of more, it's time for a music break. Song you heard was the remix of Mega Man Battle Network's Let's Bust Some Viruses by Timius222. If you ever hear this, Timius222, I'm sorry for mispronouncing your web name or your artist name.
What?
I'm not sure.
It's probably French or something.
Probably. Speaking of French, it's everyone's favorite time of the podcast. It's the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
Yay!
Yay! For those unfamiliar, this is the part where we gather together. We each bring a game that perhaps holds a special place in our heart. And after introducing it for a minute, we rip each other to shreds.
It's true.
So to begin, it's true. To begin, I'll put 1 minute on my online stopwatch.
Oh.
Ooh. And we'll let, I guess I'll begin to start.
Yeah, I'll go last.
All right. And reminder, oh, sorry. Before we begin, I jumped ahead of myself. I obviously haven't been looking at the notes that Bailey sent me.
He's going to be so mad.
There were notes with this?
He's going to be so mad. He sent us so many notes. Before I forget, the showdown winner from 2 weeks ago was Hunter.
Yes.
With Space Harrier. He narrowly beat out Bailey by a single vote. Hunter, you truly are the juggernaut. That's what, maybe four in a row now?
It's three, but who's counting?
Three? Who's counting?
Me, right. I'm counting.
So it's before me. You're counting, I got that.
All right, good.
So this week's showdown theme is guilty pleasures, games you love, but refuse to tell others. So I guess I'll begin. What do you get when you combine the popular genre of fighting games with an anime series that, you know, whose plot pretty much consists of just screaming and yelling for 22 minutes a week? You get, well, the classic PlayStation 2 game, Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
Ooh.
Featuring a plethora of fighters, you get to relive your favorite Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, and maybe, I'm not really sure, Dragon Ball GT moments.
Because he's never played it.
There we go. It was much later. you can fight androids. You can fight Saiyans. You can turn into a giant monkey and make your hair blonde. It's Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Guilty pleasure.
Sure it is.
All right, Hunter.
Doesn't know anything about it. Guilty pleasure.
No, monkey's going blonde. I think that was the best.
That's the best one.
Adam, would you like to go next?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'll go. Just let me know when I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to give you a minute. I'll tell you the couple and some of the second marks, so you may begin.
All right. So I'm not really ashamed to play games, but there is a game that I really like that a lot of people don't like, and I'm a big Final Fantasy VII fan, as I've mentioned. It's Final Fantasy VII Dirge of Cerberus. Okay, you're a guy who's a vampire. You shoot stuff with guns. You can jump. You can turn into monsters. There's J-Rock in it. It's generic, but it's awesome. And you can shoot things, and it's... I like it. I like it a lot. I'm terrible at this, but yeah.
That's right. 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. shooting stuff is fun.
It's a shooty bang.
Yep.
Shooting. Perfect.
What was it? Final Fantasy VII, what?
Dirge of Cerberus. It's the game with featuring Vincent Valentine in it.
Yeah.
It's like a third-person shooting action game.
I don't know what any of that means.
Anime.
It's on the PS2.
Oh, that's right. PlayStation DOS.
All right, Hunter.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, you can go.
So I actually brought a game that I am not man enough to admit that I play and absolutely enjoy. I almost feel like I'm channeling Bailey right now because it's actually a board game video game. And it's Clue on the Super NES. Now, let me tell you about my experience with this game. I picked this up as a rental, just as an offshoot. Clue is one of my favorite board games of all time. And this game just takes me whole. Like, it's everything about it aesthetically is pleasing to the eye. They made the right changes to it to make it an actual video game instead of a board game video game. And every single time I bring it up to friends or family about wanting to play this game, I get that look like I've got two heads or something. And then we end up just playing Mario Kart. So Clue for the Super NES.
Well, I mean, you got to compete with guns and golden monkeys. So,
yeah, Clue.
I have a classic board game video game, so I'm not too worried about it. So good. So good.
No. Why?
Maybe maybe there might be a golden monkey in there somewhere. Is
somewhere?
It?
I don't know. They turn into a golden monkey somewhere in the TV show.
Their hair just turns gold, but... Oh.
No, there's a golden monkey.
Anything about Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know. It's just yelling. It was fun. Everyone's named after vegetables.
Don't they charge up?
Yeah,
for
they charge
days.
Up, and then they get like really powerful, and they punch things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. It's great. Come on, you can play as Captain Ginyu.
I don't know who that is.
Nobody likes. He's like,
I mean,
Darth
I feel
Maul?
Bad.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that you like the game, but
dude, you could be the
three
great
was better,
Saiyan, man.
Budokai 3 was better.
Oh yeah. They just kept getting better.
I will admit, there were some of them that were not that great, but by any means.
Yeah.
So are we supposed to like debate why our games are better, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You have to
guns and monsters and J-Rock. I don't think I need to explain myself further.
There's your service. It's...
I just don't
know
why people hate it.
Because it's not a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, it's... They pretty much just slapped Final Fantasy onto a subpar third-person.
But it was fun, though.
Shooty action.
It was a video
thing.
Game that was fun.
I mean, I'm watching.
And then it had like, and it told Vincent's backstory, which Vincent, even though he was like a hidden character in Final Fantasy VII, he was still one of the cooler characters. I mean, you got Cloud over here who was whining about something. You got Sin who's chain smoking, Barrett who cusses a mile a minute, Yuffie. Everybody hates Yuffie. I completely hate Yuffie. But Vincent, though, he was kind of cool, though.
You know what, though? The thing that was cool about Vincent is he didn't know much about him. He was a super
Right, and
mysterious...
now you get to finally know about him.
It's bringing it back to Star Wars.
Kind of, but there's
the
no
prequels.
Jar Jar Binks in this.
He is, yeah. I'm sure there's a Jar Jar-esque character somewhere in here.
There's definitely Jar Jar-ish characters in Dragon Ball Z for sure.
I've actually played this game. It's
like, what's the appeal? Like, I'm watching a gameplay video of it now on YouTube, and even the guy playing it doesn't look like he's having fun.
I just like it. It's just a fun action game. It's not breathtaking by any means, but it's a fun game. So I'm not understanding why people. I just don't understand. Like, it's one of those things that people say they hate, but they can't give you a reason why they hate it.
I mean, now he's taking down a helicopter, which just seems extremely unrealistic.
Right.
I mean, at least in my game, you get to solve a murder mystery.
Well, that's true. In this game, you cause murder. So,
there you go. Not suitable for children.
No, not suitable for children.
So, and that's... Nope.
And he has a triple barrel pistol.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Yep.
No, it doesn't. Why do things have to make sense?
That's like the
you're liking a board game on the Super Nintendo. That already doesn't make sense.
And it's amazing.
So...
I don't know. Like, here's my thing with Clue on the Super NES.
Okay.
So they added things to the game. So for those who don't know what Clue is, which I cry tears of sadness for you if you don't know what Clue is, because it's amazing. Essentially, you have to buy the way to find the killers. You have to find who did it.
Clues?
With what weapon and in which room. Now, what the Super NES did... is they built on that because it is such a visual representation of the game. When you combine those elements together, you get one of a multitude of outcomes that can help display what the correct answer is for that particular game. So let's say you're in the kitchen, you choose the knife and Mr. Green. Now, what it will show you is a multitude of things. It could show you that in the kitchen, there was no weapon, so that means that the kitchen is not part of the solution. It could show Mr. Green, but he had the candlestick, which does give you a piece of information, but you also have to put the candlestick within the kitchen and Mr. Green within the kitchen, if that makes sense. So there's a lot more detail within the game rather than, let me see one of your cards. Okay, well, it wasn't Miss White. You know, like, there's a lot more notes to take. And trying to piece the puzzles together by the way that the game displays them. And the best part, the absolute best part of this entire game is the ending. If you happen to be the killer of the player that you're, or the character that you're playing as, because you see the scene of them being arrested by the police saying, oh, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident. And then the next cutscene is them kind of like, I knew it was them all the time. And it's like, well, yes, it was you. Like, you accused yourself, and you were right. Like, that's genius.
I would have got away with it wasn't for that stupid dog and the meddling kids.
Oh, it's genius. It's so good. You can play up to
but
six
here's
players.
Here's the thing. Why not just buy the board game itself and play with
yes.
people?
Okay, because board games have pieces.
Okay.
And those pieces are annoying and can get ruined very easily. So with a video game,
that's
all you
fine.
Have to do is plug it in okay. into the slot okay. on the top and hit, slap that power
but
button.
But guess how much my board game costs?
Right now, you could probably get the game for less.
But then you have to also buy a Super
right,
Nintendo.
Right
Super
now.
Nintendo.
When it was new, you're paying like upwards of $50, $60 for this thing.
Maybe.
Clue is not worth $50, $60.
No, I don't know about that.
Clue is worth the $4 I pay at a garage sale.
No, it's worth more than that, isn't it?
Okay, it's fine. It's worth the $14.99 I paid new.
Good, good.
Okay. I will say this
bucks.
About Dirge of Cerberus. Just that there was, I was trying to remember it back. It had been a little while, but like the one thing that I thought was really interesting about the game is that it did incorporate a lot of RPG elements. You could level up, get new guns, new gear. And like I said, the story went back more into Vincent, which is a character that a lot of people really liked. And yeah, sure, he was a very mysterious character, but people still want to know about those mysterious characters. I mean, I'm sure people in Star Wars want to know more about Han Solo, right? Of course,
no.
I don't know if all of his story's been told, but I don't know.
No. There's a book series.
You know what? Yeah, there's books.
It's pretty good.
The thing with...
Aren't they not now non-canon or something?
Yeah, some are, some are.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. It hurts too much.
So much.
Dirge of Cerberus is that...
You sound drunk when you say that.
Dirge of Cerberus. It's that weird Square Enix thing they started doing in the early 2000s where they started making games.
They made video games? That, do tell.
No, they started making games they had no real reason to.
Why does everything have to be the same? Why can't people do something different once in a while?
No, I understand
different.
That, but they weren't great games. It reminds me a lot of the game The Bouncer they put out for the PS2.
Which, that game was fun. Granted, yes, it wasn't amazing, but you can't deny that you couldn't have fun with that game. Like, it's kind of like what, like, okay, for example, there's a lot of great action movies that are not that good, but yet you have fun watching them. You don't have to have the most amazing game to have a fun experience. And I felt Dirge of Cerberus was fun without being the most amazing thing.
Yeah,
I mean, even the Budokai games were not that amazing, but yet they still
they're
had
fun.
Their fun.
You know what? I will agree with you that both our games are better than Clue.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Come on. Everybody knows Clue.
I mean, Connect 4 is the board game. If you were saying Connect 4 the board game, I might consider siding with you.
Is that even considered a board game though? Like,
I don't know what is that.
Connect 4 is the best thing ever, just so you know.
I don't
know. No, I want to.
It's simple, it's easy,
true.
And fun. You take four circular colors and you just match them. It's easy. Okay. It's like Tetris before Tetris, kind of, not really.
Clue. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. It's just not... It's so good, man. Like, the added stuff to the game, it's so much... You can play up to six players. Come on.
It sounds like the game that, like, it's like the guy who wants to play board games but has no friends. It's
hey.
Like,
whoa.
I'm not saying you don't have friends. I'm just saying.
No, I don't. Really. I don't. My wife doesn't like playing board games either, so. I have to play with bots.
Board games. You know what? It's just. You can't. It's just get the board game. We've been arguing
I've
about
got
this
the board
for
game.
Over. There we go. Then why the hell would you get this?
Because, okay, here's the difference between me and every single board game, video game that Bailey's ever brought to the showdown. My game takes the idea of the board game and adds on it to turn it into an actual video game. You're not just playing the board game. Does that work for
you?
Is anybody believing
any of this?
I get
what you're saying.
I'm watching a video and it's just...
It's so...
Yeah,
do you see the cutscenes? They're so good. They're so well done.
Well, that's fantastic. But, you know, there's a lot of Final Fantasy Spirits Within was very pretty, but it was a terrible movie.
And Alyssa Milano's in it, and she's hot.
Like I said, there was a good imagery.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
you know what it is? Those cutscenes, they just drag out
Oh, but the music's really good. Come on. Oh,
screw the music.
Oh, you gotta
wait. You drag it out. So if I say Mr. or Professor Plum used the knife to kill someone in the conservatory, I then have to sit through a freaking reenactment of that.
You have to wait for the reveal. Yeah, it's great.
I don't care. It's so much more suspenseful. If I go like this, you can just be like, it can show me one quick animation and be like, you're wrong. I'm like, great.
No,
I didn't just wait.
That would make it
minutes.
Just like the board game, but this adds on. That's what I'm saying. You're taking.
That's worth the $60.
Oh, it's worth more because you have to get the multi-tap so you can play up the six players. But
right, but then if you have the board game, then there's no point in buying a multi-tap. You're spending more money at that point.
Yes. It's a never-ending cycle of burning your money.
Yeah, even say nowadays, let's say for example, somebody's like, I want to buy a Super Nintendo. Should I get Clue? You tell them yes. They go out, they buy a Super Nintendo.
And they love it.
They go out and buy Clue for cheap. Then they have to go out and buy a multi-tap. They could have probably saved the money and bought the board game.
I would play the game with them. And it would be a more enjoying experience.
Oh, well, that's really nice of you.
That is. Your game still sucks, though, guess
right. Assholes.
No, you're a dick.
What?
I didn't say it sucks. It's just nobody cares.
That's even worse.
It's like, yeah, that's neat.
Your game's not bad, but nobody really cares.
I mean, I can say the same about that with a Dragon Ball Z. I mean, it's a Japanese.
People like it because you can punch things.
I don't want
to. Yeah. It's like,
I don't
it's like
want
what
to
would you rather do? Would you rather play Turrican or Clue? Things. I think I'll go with Turrican.
Yeah. I don't want to punch things. I don't want to do it.
If you can punch and shoot things in Clue, I might be on your side.
That would be sweet.
We'll see the
first person shooter Clue.
That's right.
That sounds amazing.
You solve the murder, you must
game.
Find a way of
Jason, get
so
on
we
modding
all agree that Turrican Clue is the winner. The combination of Turrican and Clue.
Yes. Oh, I want be that. So good. Be like Professor Plum.
If someone's listening, make this. Homebrew this up right now.
I would play that in a heartbeat. Because it'd be like, and then at the very end of the game, it'd be like, you killed Mr. Body, I did, and everybody else.
And then he's a cyborg.
Perfect. Wow, that's a pretty good twist.
Would you leave the cyborg for the sequel after he gets killed? He
20,
comes back as
Clue,
a cyborg?
Clue, 2589.
Oh my god. This has to happen.
Man, that's some kick-ass fan fiction right there. It looks like I've got work to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the winner. Clue 2085.
Clue 2085.
A game that doesn't exist.
Mr. Body's a trash can. Who pulled his power plug?
You know what? If you brought Clue 2085, I'd vote for you, but you brought Clue 1992.
I will vote for a non-existing game.
Fine. It's fine. Let's see how it is.
All right. Damn it. God.
Whatever, man.
All right, I guess we'll do final arguments.
Fine. Okay. All
right. Adam.
Okay.
Why should people vote for Dirge of Cerberus, Final Fantasy
Dirge.
So, one, it's not Clue on the Super Nintendo.
Oh,
two,
what?
I like them already.
Two, it has you got guns, it's got RPG elements, may not be the most amazing game, but you can have fun with it if you just kind of relax. And just enjoy it. It's a fun action ride. It's a popcorn action flick game. You can really have fun with it. And it's not as bad as everybody says. Everybody's lying to you. Everybody. All right.
Nice.
Hunter, why should people vote for the totally a board game, Clue?
Clue for the Super NES is magical. And Valerie said she'd play it with me, so... And I really want to play Clue 2580 or whatever.
Almost persuaded.
2085.
Yeah, I mean, if we decide to vote for the fictional Clue 2085, I would drop my game in a heartbeat for that.
I just want to see some fan art now of like the box.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, you've got the red pulsing eye from like Colonel Mustard and, you know, Miss Scarlet's like putting the skin back on her animatronic hand. In the background.
Actually, she's been kidnapped, and are you a bad enough dude to save the president in 2085?
Nice.
God, this keeps getting better.
All
right.
Clue.
Well, I'm gonna say you should vote for Dragon Ball Z Budokai for the PS2 because it's, well, I shouldn't say it's the only game. It's the first of many games.
Yes.
In which you can be random vegetable named people who fly through the air, shoot lasers, punch things, and explode mountains with their minds. It's Dragon Ball Z Budokai for the PS2.
Ugh.
Ugh.
And it's not Clue.
And it's not Clue.
Oh, come on.
Well, that wraps up episode 116. I just want to remind everyone, we're part of the VG Evo Podcast Network, because I forgot to say that at the beginning. So I'm saying it now. I'd also like to give a shout out to our live stream commenters and viewers. Valerie Minnick, Edward Varnell, Jonathan Haley, Jonathan Higgins, Aaron Alcorn. Thank you all for watching. You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb, where you'll find many exciting things, but
like
many non-exciting things. Adam, is there any shout-outs, any self-promotion you'd like to do?
Sure. So, I have the YouTube channel, youtube.com/transparencypro, all one word. And, I do like gaming videos, a lot of fighting game stuff. I do some retro. I'm trying to get more into the retro stuff again, because I did have some older reviews and stuff. So I try to get back into that. I also do reviews and all that other fun stuff. And you can find me saying stupid crap on Twitter, at GameMachineTV. So I hope to chat with all of you there, and we all can talk about how much we really want Clue 2085 to be.
Yes!
Yes. Want it to be a thing.
Hunter, shoutouts, promotions, favorite recipe for bread.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. For all things me, visit my site, ericmhunter.net, and usually I buy my bread at the store. That's a lie. My wife buys all the groceries, so... I like rye bread. Rye's pretty good.
Rye bread's good. Yeah. If you too would like to contribute to the podcast, you can email us a listener discussion question at podcast@onemorecastle.com.
You can. That's
it. That's it for episode... What?
I said yes. That's true.
It is. Email us. We like questions. We're running out.
They're being serious. Honest.
For the love of God.
Please.
We need you to email us.
Please.
I'll start making things up.
Again.
That's it. Again. That's it for episode 116. And remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. Good night.